This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission to submit comprehensive report of House of Representative election to President Podel today. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lamichhane urges newly elected MPs to serve nation and citizens responsibly. And extensive damage at Qatar industrial site as Iran retaliates for strike on gas field. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has said it will submit the comprehensive report including the results of the House of Representative member election held on the 5th of March to President Ramchandra Podel today. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari said the report including the election results will be presented to President Podel at 4 p.m. today. Earlier, 110 members elected under the proportional representation system in the election will also be provided with their certificates today itself. Assistant spokesperson of the Election Commission, Kul Bahadur GC, said the certificates will be distributed to those elected under the proportional representation system of the House of Representative election in accordance with the legally defined cluster system. The Commission will also organize a press conference at its office today evening after submitting the election report to President Podel. Once the Commission submits the report, it is said that the way would open for the formation of a new government in accordance with the Article 76(1) of the Constitution. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP Chairperson Ravi Lamichhane, has called upon its new 182 newly elected members of parliament MPs to serve the nation and citizens responsibly. Addressing an orientation program organized by the RSP in Lalitpur for its new lawmakers, Chairperson Lamichhane clarified that no one has the right to make irresponsible statements or treat the public's mandate as of entertainment value. Lamichhane urged the MPs to respect the mandate given by the public in the House of Representative election held on the 5th of March. The RSP chairperson called on the new legislators to review the pledges the party made to the public. President Ramchandra Podel observed a special ceremony organized by the Nepali Army on the occasion of Ghode Jatra 2026 at Sainik Manch Turikhel yesterday. A contingent of Nepali Army offered a salute in his honor. The program featured displays of horse-drawn pageantry, transport, agriculture, hunting, combat festivals, sports and trained dog performances. President Podel presented awards while Nepali Army teams showcased equestrian arts such as racing, jumping, charger drills, historical uses, attack drills and fire jumping. The ceremony was also attended by Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Sushila Karki, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, ministers, head and representative of diplomatic missions and other high-ranking officials. Minister for Finance Rameshwar Khanal has stressed the need to mobilize liquidity into productive sector to build national capital. Addressing a program marking the 36th anniversary, the Citizen Investment Trust CIT, Minister Khanal said there is plenty of liquidity in banking sector due to falling interest rates and thus pressed for channelizing liquidity into productive sector. Stating that ongoing tensions in the Middle East region could disrupt Nepal's supply chain, the finance minister cautioned against the disruption could lead to inflation. Chief of Army Staff General Ashok Raj Sigdal has held a discussion with former chiefs of Army Staff of the Nepal Army on the country's current situation. The interaction took place at the Army Headquarters Jangi Adda, where former Army Chiefs Pyar Jang Thapa, Gaurav Shamsher J.B. Rana, Rajendra Chhetri Purnachandra Thapa and Prabhu Ram Sharma participated in the meeting. According to the Nepal Army Directorate of Public Relations and Information, the discussion focused on exchanging views regarding contemporary national developments. Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut has said Nepal's justice system is gradually returning to normal, citing improved coordination within the judicial sector. Speaking at an interaction with the legal practitioners in Bake yesterday, he highlighted efforts to restore case files destroyed during the Zenzi uprising. He informed that around 19,000 out of nearly 20,000 damaged Supreme Court files have already been recovered. Chief Justice Raut also said coordination is ongoing with the Office of the Attorney General to recreate files lost in courts outside the Kathmandu Valley. He urged legal professionals to support the restoration process and emphasized the need for the judiciary to adapt to changing times for effective justice delivery. A Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress is scheduled for the 20th of March tomorrow. Issuing a press release yesterday, Acting Chief Secretary of the Nepali Congress Party Office, Krishna Prasad Dulal, said the meeting would take place at the Central Party Office in Sanepa at 1 p.m. on Friday. Discussion would be held on various issues including election review, strategy to be followed by party in coming days, and next general convention of the party. The party has requested office bearers, members of the working committee as well as province presidents to be present in the meeting. A total of 43 places along Narayanganj Mugling road section have been identified as risk of landslides according to a recent study conducted by the Road Division Office in Bharatpur. Office engineer Arjun Kimire said the study found that 8 locations are at high risk, 22 at moderate risk and 13 at low risk. Among them, Tuin Khola has been categorized as a particularly high risk area. Similarly, Kali Khola and Namsi Khola along with Tuin Khola are among the most vulnerable areas of this 33.25-kilometer road section. These areas have been under the threat of landslides since last year. Nawalparasi Bardaghat Susta East records 46,778 people vaccinated against Japanese encephalitis, including 19,109 men and 27,669 women. The campaign run across all local levels targets those over 35 due to rising infection rates. Now a sports news update. The Sankata Football Club has made a strong start in the Martyrs Memorial ANFA Women's League football tournament, securing a convincing victory in the opening match yesterday. In a game played at Chesil Stadium in Lalitpur, Sankata defeated the New Road team NRT by 4-0. The tournament, organized by the All Nepal Football Association, features participation from 9 teams competing for the title. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Tensions continue to escalate across the West Asia following a series of missile strikes and retaliatory action involving Iran, Israel and allied groups. According to the BBC, Qatar's state-owned petroleum company has reported extensive damage to the Ras Laffan industrial site after missile attacks. The site had been identified by Iran as a potential target following reported Israeli strikes on facilities linked to the South Pars gas field, one of the world's largest natural gas reserves shared by Iran and Qatar. Meanwhile, retaliatory strikes and drone interceptions have been reported in several countries across the region, including the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Qatar, Kuwait, Iraq, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia. The situation remains volatile, with continued exchanges raising concerns about wider regional instability. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted generally cloudy weather across the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces as well as other parts of the country today. The remaining areas are expected to experience partly cloudy conditions. Due to the partial influence of a westerly low pressure system along with local winds, there is a chance of moderate rainfall and snowfall in several hilly and Himalayan areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. Thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and hail are also likely at some locations. A few areas of the Tarai region in Sudur Paschim province may also receive rainfall. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission to submit comprehensive report of House of Representative election to President Podal today. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Rabeela Mithani urges newly elected MPs to serve nation and citizens responsibly. And extensive damage at Qatar industrial site as Iran retaliates for strike on gas field. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.